This is the Sakar Murli of the 8th of November, 2025. Essence: sweet children, become soul conscious and all your illnesses will end and you will become the double-crowned masters of the world. Question: which children should sit personally in front of the Father? Answer: those who know how to perform the dance of this knowledge. When the children who perform the dance of this knowledge are personally in front of the Father, Baba then speaks such a Murli. If someone sitting in front of Baba looks here and there, Baba understands that that child doesn't understand anything. Baba would then ask the Brahmin teacher, "Whom have you brought here? He is sitting in front of the Father and yawning." Since you children have found such a Father, you should dance in happiness. Song: the resident of the faraway land has come to the foreign land. Om Shanti. You sweetest children heard the song. You spiritual children understand that it is spiritual Baba whom you have been remembering as the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness and the mother and father, and to whom you have been calling out, "Come again and give us a great deal of happiness. We are unhappy." The whole world is unhappy because this is an iron-aged old world. There cannot be as much happiness in this old world and old home as there is in that new world and new home. You children understand that you were the masters of the world. You were the original, eternal deities. We are the ones who have taken 84 births. The Father says, "Children, you don't know your own births, or for how many births you have been playing your parts." People think that there are 8.4 million rebirths. How many years would each rebirth be for? In terms of 8.4 million births, the whole cycle would become very long. You children understand that the Father of you souls has come to teach you. I am the resident of the faraway land. I am not a resident of this place. I have come here to play my part. We remember the Father in the supreme abode. He has now come to this foreign land. It is Shiva who is called Baba. Ravan isn't called Baba. God is called Baba. The Father's praise is distinct. Would anyone praise the five vices? Body consciousness is a very severe illness. When we become soul conscious, no illnesses will remain and we will become the masters of the world. These things are in your intellects. You know that Shiv Baba is teaching us souls. In no other spiritual gathering do they understand that Baba has come to teach them Raja Yoga in order for them to claim a kingdom. Someone who makes others into kings would be a king himself. A surgeon would teach others and make them into surgeons like himself. Acha, where would someone who makes you double crowned come from to make you double crowned? This is why people have given Sri Krishna a double crown. However, how could Sri Krishna teach? It must definitely have been the Father who came at the confluence and established that kingdom. How the Father comes is not in the intellect of anyone but you. The Father comes from the faraway land to teach us Raja Yoga. The Father says, I neither have a crown of light nor one of jewels. He never attains a kingdom. He never becomes double-crowned, but he does make others that. The Father says, if I were to become a king, I would also have to become a pauper. The people of Bharat were wealthy and have now become poor. You are becoming double-crowned. Therefore, the one who makes you that should also be double-crowned, so that you can have yoga with him. Whatever someone is, he makes others similar to himself. Sannyasis try and make others into sannyasis. If you are householders and they are sannyasis, you cannot be their followers. People say so-and-so is a follower of Shivananda. However, that sannyasi has shaved his head, but you don't follow him and do the same. So why do you say that you are a follower? A follower is someone who quickly exchanges his clothes and puts on saffron robes. You live in a household among the vices, so how can you say that you are a follower of Shivananda? A guru's duty is to grant salvation. A guru would never say, remember so-and-so. In that case, he himself would not be a guru. A method is needed to go to the land of liberation. It has been explained to you, children, that your home is called the land of liberation and the incorporeal world. Souls are called incorporeal souls. Bodies are made of the five elements. Where do souls come from? From the supreme abode, the incorporeal world. There are many souls living there. That is called the sweet silence home. Souls there are beyond happiness and sorrow. You have to make this very firm. We are residents of the sweet silence home. This is the stage where we have come to play our parts. The sun, the moon, and the stars are lights for this stage. No one can estimate how many miles away this stage is from them. People go up in aeroplanes, but they're not able to go very far because they are unable to fill them with enough petrol to be able to return. They know that after they've gone so many miles, they would crash if they didn't start their return journey. No one can reach the end of the ocean or the sky. The Father is now giving you in-depth knowledge of himself. Souls go beyond the element of sky. A rocket is so big. When you souls become pure, you will begin to fly like a rocket. You are such tiny rockets. You will go beyond the sun and the moon to the incorporeal world. People try to reach the sun and the moon. The distant stars appear to be so tiny, but they are in fact very large. When you fly kites, they seem so tiny in the distance. The Father says, you souls are the fastest. You shed your bodies in a second and enter other wombs. If a soul has karmic accounts in London, that soul will go to London in a second and take birth there. Liberation in life in a second is also remembered. As soon as a child emerges from a womb, he becomes a master. He becomes an heir. You children now know the Father, that is, you have become the masters of the world. The unlimited Father comes and makes you into the masters of the world. When you study at college to become a barrister, you become a barrister. You have come here to become double-crowned. If you pass, you will definitely become double-crowned. At least you will definitely go to heaven. You know that the Father constantly resides up there. When people say, O God the Father, they look upwards. Since God the Father exists, he would definitely have a part to play. He is now playing his part. He is also called the Master of the Garden. He comes and changes thorns into flowers. Therefore, you children should be very happy. Baba has come to this foreign land. The resident of the faraway land has come to this foreign land. The Father resides in the faraway land. All souls also reside there. They come here to play their parts. No one knows the meaning of foreign land. Whatever people hear on the path of devotion, they continue to say, it's true, it's true. The Father explains to you children so well. Because souls are impure, they are unable to fly. No one can return home without becoming pure. Only the one Father is called the Purifier. He has to come at the confluence age. You should have so much happiness. Baba is making us double-crowned. No one can have a status higher than that. The Father says, I don't become double-crowned. I only come once. I come into this foreign world in a foreign body. This Dada says, I am not Shiva. I was called Lekraj, but when I surrendered to Baba, Baba gave me the name Brahma. He entered this one and said, you don't know your own births. There has to be an account of 84 births. Those people speak of 8.4 million births, but that is totally impossible. It would take hundreds of years to explain the secrets of 8.4 million births. You wouldn't even be able to remember that. All the birds and animals and different species are included in 8.4 million species. It is the birth of a human being that is said to be an invaluable birth. Animals would not be able to understand this knowledge. The Father comes and teaches you this knowledge. He himself says, I come into the kingdom of Ravan. Maya has turned your intellects to stone. The Father is now making your intellects divine. Your intellects became stone in your stage of descent. The Father is now taking you into the stage of ascent. It is number wise. Each of you can understand from your own efforts. The main thing is remembrance. When you go to sleep at night, think, Baba, I am going to sleep in remembrance of you. That is, I am now leaving this body and coming to you. Go to sleep while remembering Baba in this way and see how much you enjoy yourself. It's possible you may even have a vision. However, you mustn't become happy with just visions. Baba, I only remember you. I want to come to you. Then, while remembering the Father, you will go to him very comfortably. It's possible that you will even go to the subtle region. No one can go to the incorporeal world. It is not yet the time to return home. Yes, when you have a vision of a point, you will also see that tree of tiny souls, just as you have a vision of paradise. However, it isn't that you will go to paradise because you had a vision of it. No, you have to make effort for that. It has been explained to you that you will first go to your sweet home. All souls will be liberated from playing their parts. A soul cannot return home until he becomes pure. Nothing can be achieved by having a vision. Mira had a vision of paradise, but she didn't go there. Paradise only exists in the Golden Age. You are now making preparations to become the masters of paradise. Baba doesn't allow you to go into trance too much because you have to study. The Father comes and teaches you and grants salvation to everyone. Destruction is standing just ahead. The war is not between devils and deities. They fight among themselves because a new world is needed for you. But your war is with Maya. You are unknown but very well known warriors. However, no one knows why goddesses are remembered so much. You are now making Bharat into heaven with the power of yoga. You have now found the Father. He continues to explain to you. There is victory for the new world through this knowledge. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the new world. The world is now old. Destruction of the old world took place earlier through missiles too. There was the Mahabharat war. At that time the Father taught Raja Yoga. The Father is now teaching you practical Raja Yoga. Only the Father tells you the truth. When the true Baba comes, you constantly dance in happiness. The dance is of this knowledge. Only those who are very interested in performing the dance of this knowledge should sit in front of Baba. Those who don't understand anything will continue to yawn. Baba then understands that that one doesn't understand anything. When they don't understand this knowledge, they continue to look around here and there. Baba would then ask the Brahmin teacher, "Whom have you brought here?" Those who study and teach others should sit in front here. They will continue to experience happiness and also want to dance. This dance is of this knowledge. Sri Krishna neither related this knowledge nor performed a dance. This is the Murli of knowledge. The Father has told you, when you go to sleep at night, continue to remember the Father and turn the cycle around in your intellects. Baba, I am now leaving this body and coming to you. Go to sleep while remembering him in this way, and then see what happens. In the early days, they used to have Kabristan, graveyard yoga, and they would then go into silence. Some would begin to perform a dance. How can those who don't know the Father remember him? Human beings don't know the Father, so how can they remember him? This is why the Father says, "No one knows who I am or knows me as I am." You have now received so much understanding. You are incognito warriors. Having heard the name warriors, they have portrayed goddesses with swords and bows and arrows. You are the warriors who have the power of yoga. You become the masters of the world with the power of yoga. No matter how much someone tries to gain victory over the world with physical power, he is unable to do so. The yoga of Bharat is very well known. Only the Father comes and teaches it. No one knows this. Continue to remember the Father while walking and moving around. Some say that they are unable to have yoga. Remove the word yoga. Children remember their father, do they not? Shiv Baba says, "Constantly remember me alone. Only I am the Almighty Authority. By remembering me, you will become Satopradhan." When you become Satopradhan, there will be the procession of you souls. Just as there is a procession of bees, this is the procession of Shiv Baba. All souls will follow Shiv Baba like a swarm of mosquitoes, and all the bodies will be destroyed. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Before going to sleep at night, have a sweet conversation with Baba. "Baba, I am now leaving this body and coming to you. Remember Baba in this way and then go to sleep. Remembrance is the main thing. It is by having remembrance that your intellect will become divine." 2. In order to remain safe from the illness of the five vices, make effort to become soul conscious. Become very happy. Perform the dance of this knowledge. Don't spread laziness in class. Blessing. May you be a great donor and constantly move forward by receiving blessings from many souls. To be a great donor means to serve others. By serving others, you are automatically served. To be a great donor means to make yourself full of all treasures. However many souls you give donations of happiness, power and knowledge to, the sound of attainment and the blessings that emerge from them will become a form of blessings for you. Those blessings are a means to take you forward. Those who receive blessings are constantly happy. So every day at Amrit Vela, make a program to become a great donor. Let there not be a single day when you do not give a donation. Slogan. The instant and practical fruit of the present time gives souls power for the flying stage. Avyakt signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhi. in order to become close and equal to the Father. Practice being bodiless while in your body. Just as you saw Sakar Father Brahma being an example of the Karmatit stage, follow the Father in the same way. While you have that body, while you are playing your part with your physical senses on the field of action, take the support of your physical senses to perform actions and then become detached. This practice will make you bodiless. Om Shanti.